Thank you for holding. I would like to inform all parties that this line is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Also, your lines will be open for the duration of today's call, so please press star six to mute and unmute your line. I will now turn the call over to Gisela Grubber-White. You may begin.
Sorry, J. Scott, would you like a quick roll call?
I would, please.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on this call today. Happy New Year to you all, as it's our first PPSC work group meeting of the year. On today's call, we have J. Scott Evans, Jonas Soininen, Alexey Mikhailov, Cheryl Langdon Orr. From staff, we have Ken Bauer, Marika Konings, Glenn de Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Grubber-White. We have apologies from Ilya Bazyankov and from Caroline Greer. And if I could just remind everyone to state the names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you.
This is J. Scott Evans, and I would like to thank everyone for being here today. If you're in the room...
Nobody will let me in, J. Scott.
You know, we've tried and tried to get you banned, and it's finally working.
Nope, somebody slipped up. I'm coming in now. Thanks, J. Scott.
I knew if I said that, you'd get in. You have a way. See, if I challenge you, find a way. If you're in the room, you can see that Marika has consolidated the documents into a consolidated document, and thank the Lord changed the name so that it is no longer OMG, is the acronym, to the GNS Working Group Guidelines. This is a redlined version that contains a lot of, you know, cleanup editorial work, and then has some highlights for work that either is not been completed by other aspects of this process or needs further consideration once we have some input from others. I would ask for a discussion, but my plan would be that we have a call for consensus about putting this out for public comment, because I think this is in good shape to go out to get public input on this document. And I would like to hear from others what they think and believe. And of course, we would put out a clean version, not this particular version, although I would hope that the highlighted editorial notes would remain. Others? I see Marika Panza.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just one suggestion I would have before putting it out to public comment is that we put it on the mailing list with a last call for review by members of the work team to make sure that people are aware that this is now ready to go out for public comment. As I said, I'm not sure how many people actually have gone through this document now that has merged together and seen all the changes and edits that we've made over the past couple of months. Give maybe people a week or 2 weeks to do so before we maybe put it out.
Yeah, that's what I had thought, was that we would do that, do a call for consensus on sending it out for public comment, and have that call be open for 2 weeks, and in that time hope that nobody, you know, that people will take the time to review it during that time.
Okay, perfect.
And I see that Cheryl Langdon Orr...
I had my agree up. Yes, I did.
I did
have a question, but Johan is probably going to ask the same one, so I'll poise with my hand on the pointer.
Go on. Jonas?
So this is Jonas. No, actually, I didn't have any questions. I was just happy. I think that I actually read through the last version. I think we're getting into the point where kind of like further tweaks don't necessarily make that big difference anymore. There's something there what I might want to bring up in the last call, but otherwise I think this is definitely ready for public comment, and let's have a 2 week last call and then go for public comment.
Cheryl?
See, he didn't do what I thought he was going to do, so now I'm going to have to do it myself, darn it all. Thanks, Jay Scott. I just wondered, and I agree with what's been said in leaving the editorial comments in, just under 1.1, is there a reason why we can't complete the part that says to be completed?
I don't think there is, and that's sort of...
I know that was nitpicky, but I just wanted it said.
Marika, do you think that we could flush out the background section during the 2 weeks?
Yes, I can definitely put some information in there, and I can leave a part open that basically leaves space for those groups that haven't wrapped up their discussion yet, like, for example, the PDP work team, and then that those references can be included.
Okay.
But, I can complete that.
Okay.
Because then I think it's really, I'm very comfortable with it.
Okay, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we say that we will complete the background section, and when that is completed, Marika, if you will contact me, we'll can post it on the wiki, and if you will send it to me also in PDF version, I will then send out a call for consensus to the group, to the mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, typically how I do a call for consensus, and I want to hear if the group is comfortable with this, is to say that consensus will be assumed unless I hear otherwise so that I don't get 500 emails. In other words, only objections should be raised.
That sounds very good.
There were people speaking over one another. Marika, did you have something to say?
It wasn't me, but one comment I might make is just to make sure to put it in the title, because we had some complaints recently where people were saying, oh, but I was never consulted. It's like, well, that wasn't email sent, but, it wasn't quite clearly stated in the title what it was about. So
okay,
say I didn't see it and I didn't know there was a call for consensus.
I will say call for consensus on putting draft up for public comment. Is that enough? The warning?
I think it should be.
Okay. So that's what I would suggest that we do. And Marika, do you think we could have something on the background section by next Tuesday?
Normally I should be able to get you something tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's great. As soon as I get it, then I'll review it and we'll do this. And we'll try. If you can get it to me tomorrow, I'll commit to getting this out before COB, PST. Don't you love the acronyms? I'm getting so good at them.
You are.
by COB, PST, Friday, this Friday, which is that the 8th?
Sure is.
Is that good?
It's wonderful, excepting I do wish you would actually use UTC, because that's how we have to think in the at-large world.
What I meant was, I don't know what close of business time is UTC. It's like
we actually decided it's 1200 UTC, smack bang in the middle.
but we'll get it out, and we'll give a 2 week period from Friday. So that would be the 8th. So that's like it's going to be the 8th. 14 days from the 8th, it's going to be the 22nd that we would close it, and I'll use the UTC time to close it for raising objection. And then, Marika, I assume as soon as if we don't receive any objection, we could put it out for public comment pretty quickly on a turnaround.
Yes, this is Marika. And what I can do in the meantime as well is prepare an announcement that I can share with the group that explains a bit what this document is about and what we're looking input on. So that people can see that as well, and if they have any comments, they can share that in the meantime.
Jay, sorry, I should put my hand up.
Cheryl?
Just a question, moving forward to Nairobi, is there any intention for this document to be under some form of workshop or public discussion or meeting? Only thinking of the 15th of February deadline, that's all?
What I would think, Cheryl, it would depend on what the public comment produces.
Yeah, but 15th of February is smack bang in the middle of it.
If we get timelines can slide. It's most important that we get input.
Mm-hmm.
And And if the input is indicating that there needs to be a workshop, I certainly think that is something that should be done. At this point, you know, let's just see what we can decide that as a group once we see what our public comments are bringing forward. Is that
okay? If we can make a time point then prior to February 15 to have that decision node looked at by the group,
sure,
so that at least the white paper can be put into the Nairobi paper processes without us, you know, falling off their timetable.
Well, why don't we do February, what did you say, 15th? So
15th,
let's say,
hard to decide,
get a calendar up here so that I'm not speaking off of my thimble brain. How about February 8th, we make that determination?
Fantastic.
And that gives us 7 days then to react to the determination. Aubrey joined late, so I just want to quickly, in a very short nutshell, bring her up to speed. Aubrey, the plan at this point, or the consensus of this group for the plan at this point, is to, by close of business on Friday, issue a call for consensus from the group to place the draft document that you see before you in the Adobe Acrobat room up for public comment. In other words, to ask our group if there is a consensus that this draft is ready to be posted for public comment. That call for consensus would be open for 2 weeks, from January 15th until January 22nd. The call for consensus will be done in such a manner that only objections would be requested to be received in response, not affirmation. In other words, so we all don't get 500 emails saying, yeah, I agree. The only addition to the document that you see before you is that it won't be in redline version, and that the 1.1 background section will be flushed out by Marika, will be flushed out so that that will be more robust. We do intend to keep the highlighted editorial notes that refer to work that may be cross-referenced or inserted depending on decisions taken by other working groups. So that's our plan at this point. And then Cheryl has just requested that we make a hard deadline of February 8th to consider whether we're going to hold a workshop in Nairobi on this, which I believe should be informed from whatever public comments we receive to that point, which will probably not be a huge amount, but we may get some indication of where we need to go. Or if we get none, that in and of itself, Cheryl and Aubrey and the group, may mean that we need to have a workshop because there's not been time.
Yeah, but at least we'll have it in time for that 15 deadline.
Yeah. Aubrey, does that, having not heard from you, I just want to make sure that you're comfortable with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm comfortable. The only two questions I had, one of them got answered, which is, so there was no reason to go to PPSC with this before. But the other question is, and I don't know because I'm not following it, is that February 8th decision point in enough time for Nairobi scheduling nightmare?
It's my understanding that it is, and if what I can do, it is certainly for the briefing paper or in addition to papers, but what I can do is go ahead and, Heath Lowe, are you still on the phone?
Can I comment on this, J. Scott?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Marika.
Because what I can do is tentatively book some space, because we're all being asked, I think, this
exactly
week or next week on what meetings we think will take place there, and I think it's probably better to try to find some time and then, you know, potentially cancel
exactly
on the 8th.
That's what I was going to suggest.
One suggestion might be as well, even if, you know, there's no workshop or discussion, one opportunity might be, especially if we see there's not that much public comment, to take advantage and present what, you know, we have at that stage to the PPSC and have the advantage of having a face-to-face discussion on this with the PPSC, as they will eventually need to take a decision on this. That might be another approach to take or consider on the 8th of February.
Yes, I think so. And with regards to Aubrey, I can ask Jeff about this, but it seems to me that we're taking public comments in order to inform our draft and to be as open as possible before we put something to the PPSC, which looks like it's going up to be considered to be pushed to the GNSO for consideration on the decision. So I feel very comfortable with opening this up to public comment at this stage. So I just think that that's reasonable, because the more input we can get, the more informed our document will be when it goes to the PPSC, and I think the less question, the less risk that it would be sent back to us. Is everybody comfortable with that?
Yes, Jo Scott, but just a minor point, if I could raise it with what Marika was just saying, Cheryl here. If we're going to meet with PPSC, can I just make a personal plea that isn't done on the Sunday, because it clashes totally with my full day's commitments, and I'm just being selfish, and I gather you'd probably have time on your Saturday scheduling for GNSO anyway, I guess. But if we're going to do something with the public, Avery, just for your reference, unlike previous years, the ACSO chairs list is being given some advance notice on unconflicted time and who's doing what when, even at this stage. So if Marika talks to Chuck, she might be able to choose a time that's going to give you more people having the opportunity to come to a public workshop.
Okay.
I've taken note of that, and the GNSO scheduling hasn't started yet, but I'll definitely make sure that we take into account the Saturday. But I know in the past we've often opted for the Sunday because several people weren't arriving until, you know, some chairs of the work team weren't arriving until the Saturday. So we'll try to see if we can avoid that.
You know, I'm just declaring we always work all day Sunday, so.
Well, you know, the way I look at it, this too, Marika, is we just need to make sure if that decision is going to be made, let's do a blast to those people we can to tell them that it'll be on Saturday and they need to make arrangements accordingly.
Yes,
absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, it's 26 hours for me in a plane, you know, and I need to know when I need to be there, and I can, then it's a personal choice. Of whether we're going to be. We can't accommodate everyone's particular schedules. You know, I'm sorry if somebody's being bar mitzvahed on the Friday before. I understand that that's an important event. If it's my, you know, but life events happen, and we just have to do the best we can. With regard to the additional...
Can I ask one other question? Because, of course, we're now talking about two meetings. Would you like me to potentially reserve two slots then, one for a potential meeting with the PPSC, and one for, you know, public consultation workshop kind of event, because it's two different meetings that we're looking at.
The only one that I want to have is to reserve time for is the public consultation, because we may need it if we don't get enough public comment. With regards to the PPSC, it seems to me, are they having a face-to-face meeting? There's been something going around. If they are, can't we just get on their agenda?
This is Marika. I'm not aware that they're actively discussing a face-to-face meeting. I mean, many members, of course, are the same as well in the PDP work team, and there was some discussion more around the face-to-face meeting. But as it stands now, I think that the PDP work team is not ready yet to present the final results in Nairobi.
Well,
so,
here's what I'm going to...
I'm not sure whether they will... Want
I'm the,
or need
I'm
to
the alternate chair to the PPSC, and I'm going to suggest to Jeff that we do have a face-to-face. And that, because that group has not met in the last year, and they need to meet, and we can present our work, and the PDP group can give an update on where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be very beneficial. Cheryl, I think if that took place on Sunday, it would not prejudice you. I think the public comment should be on Saturday.
Okay.
Because the other one is just going to be a report, and... that would be coming from the chairs of the teams anyway.
Sure.
Although
with the public comment, it would be through the week, not on the Saturday.
That's exactly the point I wanted to make as well, indeed. Because the Saturday and Sunday are more GNSO working sessions.
Okay, well then let's do it through the week. I don't care when it takes place as long as it takes place. leave all that scheduling stuff to the people who make all the money.
Jay Scott, you're going to have to teach
Sorry,
me how to do that.
This is Glenn, just to confuse things more, because we are trying to get out the schedule as quickly as possible, so this helps a lot. To know, for example, if we get it out fairly soon and we say that there is a PPSCWG meeting on Saturday, that people will be able to be there.
I think we should. I mean, I'm going to talk to Jeff, and Glenn, I'll copy you on that, and Marika, I will copy you as well. I'll send a note to Jeff as soon as we get off the phone, suggesting that I think it has to take place.
Okay, because that will help us with our weekend scheduling a lot, because probably those are meetings that need quite a lot of time.
Okay, I'm going to just note right now, note to Jeff, copy Marika and Glenn. All right.
Thanks.
With regards to the additional questions we've been asked, I noticed that there hasn't been a whole lot of additional discussion over the break. So my suggestion is that we, during this next 2 weeks, when we will be taking a consensus call, review these and not have a call next week and have a call the following week, which would be... Today is the 6th, 13th, the 20th, to wrap up our discussions on these additional questions. Is that workable for everyone?
Yep.
Sorry, Jay Scott. It's Glenn again. The 20th is not a good date for staff because we are having a staff retreat and we have been asked, if possible, not to have teleconferencing. So you can have the teleconference, but there probably will not be staff on it.
Okay. Does the group want staff present? I always find it very valuable. So we can bump this to the 27th.
That's got to be. Then that's got to be.
Yeah, let's do the 27th then. That just gives everybody additional time. Cheryl, I would like to see some comments from you, because I don't see any comments up here from you, and you usually have an opinion.
Jay Scott, I always have an opinion. That's true.
Well, so do I. So we hang together. Hang tough. So, but I'm a neutral chair, so I'm not giving my opinion necessarily on these, except in the discussion.
Oh. Okay, I've just dropped out. That wasn't me wanting to leave.
Okay. So if we would,
now I'm back.
Our next call will be same time, same bat time, same bat place on January 27th. In the interim, please look over these additional questions and solidify your comments and concerns, and so that we can wrap up discussions on those during our conference call. And I would ask, let's go ahead and slot an hour and a half for the 27th, because I really would like to finish this.
Yep, good plan.
And just get it done, so by the time Nairobi, we've got meat on the table. Okay?
Yep.
Is everybody comfortable with that? I'm out of the room. I was on the wiki, so I don't know if I've got a bunch of hands going up, applauding, or... Okay.
And I've taken your message. You'd like me to go to the wiki. Yes, boss.
Yes, I would, because I just know that you...
what you don't realize is in the at-large world, we have this small thing called the voting director process, and I'm in the middle of white papers and global consultations, so getting to a wiki is...
Aubrey, is it possible, if I can persuade Jeff, that you could give a wiki demonstration at the PPSC meeting?
Sure thing, no problem.
Because
assuming,
I just think that's a tool that is being underutilized, and I realize it is by me because I'm a idiot when it comes to it, and if we could just have some practical instruction, I think it would be a very, very, very valuable thing.
Sure thing. You mean live in Nairobi or sometime online?
I'm talking about live in Nairobi.
Assuming that I've managed to nail down getting myself there, et cetera, yeah. Now
if
I'm
not,
no longer,
then we'll just do another time and we'll do it
right,
online.
Yeah.
But Nairobi would be, I like to see the whites of the eyes of an instructor when I can.
Uh-huh, so you could throw things at her. Now, I think I've managed to beg, borrow, and steal enough to get myself there.
Okay.
But since I have to do that, I'm not positive yet.
Okay, well, I'm flexible, but I just think you tend to be a very good educator on these kinds of things, and I think it would be extremely valuable because I think this is a grossly underutilized resource. On my part, I know, and given the activity I've seen on many other people's part as well. All right. With that, I'm going to bring this to a close. I thank you all very much for participating. Marika, I look forward to receiving the revised document with the flushed up background section. And everyone on the group can look forward to receiving a 2-week period of consensus call for me. During the interim, please go over these questions that have been asked and solidify so that when we have our call that we are going to slot an hour and a half for on Wednesday, January 27th, that we can wrap this up and march into Nairobi with our heads held high and our work product gleaming. Okay?
Yes, yes, our esteemed leader, we hear you, we hear you.
The thing is, Ben's not saying anything, and he's thinking, yeah, this should have been done a year ago. And thank you for being so terribly silent on that point.
You're quite welcome.
So, all right, thank you all very much. We will talk again on the 27th. In the meantime, I hope your 2010 is delightful.
Same to you. Ken, just before you hang up, we've done our white paper in Google Wave, so we've got one piece of collaborative policy development done in Wave. It's been amazing. I'll tell you about it later.
Outstanding. That's great.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Got invitations, I guess. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.